Here we go with Boots and Salutes at 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. I want to start off the program with a big salute to the founder and former CEO of Starz, Dr. Greg Powell. He passed away this week at the age of 77. Countless people are alive today because of his groundbreaking vision to provide critical care anywhere. So a salute off to the sunset for you, Dr. Greg Powell, and all the incredible work that you did with Starz. The Internet News Poll question today, having lost his seat in Parliament, do you think Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, like the NDP's Jagmeet Singh, should resign as leader of the Conservative Party of Canada? 56% of people say no to that. Boots and Salutes, you can start us off today.
Good morning. A salute to our locally run newspapers in small town Saskatchewan. They report our local news and draw attention to activities in our communities.
Right on. Thank you for the call today. Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
Hey there, Ben. I am so happy about last night and the Edmonton Oilers. I'd like to give a salute to them. And I'd like to give a salute to my Auntie Wendy for ordering the Cosby Show, the whole set. And my favorite year out of that one is 1989, because we all remember the Huxtable set from that time. And also, I like to salute the Winnipeg Jets. Will it be Edmonton Jets final, or since, because we haven't had an All-Canada final since May 25th of 89, when Calgary and Montreal were there that year. And I hope that you guys have a good Friday and enjoy the weather, and have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Oilers and Jets, wouldn't that be fun out of the Western Conference, hey? Hey, Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi there.
Hello?
Hello.
Go ahead and turn your radio down, please.
Hi, I'd just like to give a small boot to the radio station. If you play Life for Me one more time, I think I might have to stop listening. It is so terrible, and every time I turn on the radio, it's always on, and it just makes me so bad. Thanks, have a good day.
Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Elizabeth May. She's volunteering for Kearney. What a wonderful move. And I'd like to thank Kathy Pickett, of course.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Got a few boots. First boot is for Snowberry Downs. And the second boot's for Roxy and Len for calling in every day of their birthdays.
Boots and Salutes. Hello.
Good morning. I would like to give a big salute to all the Liberals out there. Congratulate them on their win, especially the Liberal boomers. But putting Kearney in, I hope they don't plan on selling any of their property, because now they have to pay capital gains tax. And Pierre won't be leaving, because he started a conservative movement that's going to just keep on rolling. Have a nice day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Ben. This is about your news poll question. No, I don't think Pierre Poilievre should step down. First of all, his seat number count went up. The number of people went up. Unlike Jagmeet Singh, who took, they could have been the opposition party had he have called an election way back when, down to no party status. No, there's a complete difference. Singh definitely had to go. Pierre, keep going.
Hey there, Boots and Salutes.
Oh, good morning. I just want to boot actually Trump and Carney. People don't know that the reason those two guys are good friends is because Carney saved Jared Kushner, who is son-in-law to Trump, saved him from bankruptcy. So these guys all work together, and people think they're angels. No, they're not. They're all corrupt.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I hope Scott Moore is listening here. I was up most of the night here a few nights ago watching the news at TV at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3:30, and the crime rate that showed across Canada, all the provinces, the east, it's got the lowest crime rate there is. And went down to Saskatchewan, the crime rate, the bar went there all the way across the screen. So Saskatchewan's got the highest crime rate in whole Canada. And this, he's been having an investigation why the RCMP won't do anything in local areas. You know what? They better do something about it because it's getting pretty bad. When you lose $50,000 worth of stuff and they won't even talk to you about it, and you know who it is from Riverhurst up in that area, there's something wrong with the darn system. They call it the justice system. It's got to be done.
Boots and salutes.
As all, yes, I'd like to salute Premier Moe after he found his conservative heart and announced that he's conservative after, for 10 years or more, denying that the Saskatchewan Party was not, denying that it was a conservative. Thank you.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Hi, I'd like to boot all these Trump and Poilievre conspiracy theories and salute to all the Canadians who voted for Canada.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I'd like to salute Spokane Chiefs on their excellent win last night and winning the Western Conference. They're going in to go to the Eastern Conference now.
There we go. We were hoping for the Blades to be there, but not this year.
Well, we got a grandson playing from Saskatoon, Berkeley Catton, that we're very proud of.
Well, there we go. We can congratulate him for that run. That's awesome. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Vic Dubois' coffee talk. It kind of makes a person think about all this separating and everything. First of all, a person or the country, if separated, would need a very good leader. And if we were taken up by the U.S., that would be worse than what we have already. There'd be continued whining people, as we see on CJWW Coffee Talk. Nobody's ever happy with what there is already available to them. So maybe a person should just work at improving Canada the way it is and just live happily. Yep.
Thanks for the call. Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. To that woman that was just on and said, you know, the old people that if they voted Liberal, they're not conspiracy theorists. I'm a senior, and you know what? I voted Conservative. And to that woman, maybe you should learn how to spell conspiracy theorists before you go on the radio.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I want to salute the lady who mentioned about Carney helped Mr. Trump's son-in-law. It's very interesting.
Hey there, boots and salutes.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to salute the Prince Albert Raiders and boot the Blades.
Boots and salutes.
Yeah, how can Mark Carney be a prime minister up here when he lives down in the U.S. as well as his family? He's got residents down there, not up here.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, I would like to salute the Edmonton Oilers on a big win and all the fans and all the school teachers, bus drivers, school kids, and this beautiful weather, all the farmers, and here's a radio channel.
Perfect. Thank you for the call. Yeah, beautiful weekend coming up. We'll see probably more and more farmers out in the fields this weekend and into next week as well. Shout out to our Saskatchewan Rush, too, who are gathering in Halifax for their big semifinal game this weekend. Best of three series against the Thunderbirds. Oilers and Leafs moving on to round two of the NHL playoffs and the Jets playing at 6 o'clock tonight. That'll do it for Boots and Salutes, all brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear. It'll be back.